It's 11-11-11. The 11111 day. 6:30 in the morning. Another lovely day. 30 degrees. It's not quite as cold as it has been. It's an interesting cog van being painted a faint pink up to the south. Sun is not quite up, but it will be probably by the time I get around the corner here. So, Veterans Day, indeed it is. Good morning. I'm not quite sure if I have anything to say about Veterans Day. Having been one, it might be not appropriate. At any rate, yesterday was like 1,000 words. It was really disappointing. I spent too much time piddling about. The day was broken up too much between doctor's appointments, kids taking to school, kids picking up from school. I made a phone call in the middle of the day that lasted half an hour. It was just, the day was completely broken up. And then I went and tried to build the web page to order the hard copies of Ravenwood, which completely erased almost any indication of work time. Today I got to do the ebooks. I hope that's not going to be as bad. I also try to see if I can get my printer running. I got one label printed and then said, no, sorry, we're not going to print anymore. And I have no idea why. So the whole system is in the process of rebooting right at the moment. It's kind of a pain. But we'll get there. It's this printer has this tendency to time out. And once it times out, really the only way to get it back online is to unplug it. You can't even turn it off and turn it back on again because the offline flag stays set. But if you unplug it, that usually clears it. And then occasionally you have to reboot the network so it will reinitialize its IP address. Because I think what happens is that it either loses or defaults on an IP address and does not pick up the one that I hard-coded to it. So something weird happens anyway. The printer works very well when it works. It's just getting it to work. Oh, the full moon. Yes, it was full moon yesterday. Technically, last night, early in the evening, late in the afternoon here. So the moon is just above the horizon, which means the sun must be just about to rise. Should be a good day. Keep telling me it's going to snow again, which wouldn't surprise me. Well, I haven't seen anything like it yet. So yeah, the last 2 days have been, I'm going to call them recharge days. I needed to hit 66,000 last night in order to be on track for 200K by the end of the month. I'm not there. I'm barely over 60. I think I have 61. I need to be at 72,000 at the end of the day today, which means this needs to be an 11,000 word day. I don't think that's going to happen either. I've got 2 books to pack and ship. And it's already 6:30 in the morning. I suspect I'm going to have to make a trip over to drop one kid off from school this morning, stop for the groceries, come back. With any luck, I'll have the books ready to go. By the time the kid has to go to school, I can make one trip for that. With any luck, I'll get a block in the middle of the day. I think my wife is probably going to stay home today, but she's trying to catch up on NaNoWriMo 2, so perhaps it will be quiet. Yeah, crap, I picked up a rock in my tread. My boot has a rock in it. I pick up a rock in my shoe. I'm going to be lame and limping here soon. Anyway, that didn't clear it. Let's see if I can get it out of there. There we go. Walking on the concrete probably doesn't matter too much, but when I get back inside and start walking on linoleum, that would be in the not good category. So I've learned a lot about PayPal and shipping and creating media mail labels. I figured out how much it costs. I built a page on the Lamas Wood site for direct order. I need to add the bookstore for the ebook, or I'll link to the ebook store over on the other side. I'm not going to create two ebook stores. That's silly. A couple of people have asked about why I don't have the share series up on my ebook page, and the answer is I don't have the rights to distribute those ebooks. That right goes to Ryden, and I'm not allowed to sell them on my own. That's why you go to Ryden to buy them, and why I'm finding it a bit aggravating that so many people are having so much trouble buying ebooks from Ryden. I've also had some snarky mail about when is the next book coming out, and if I had a better answer, then they tell me before Christmas, then I would be better off. I don't have any better answers than that, and snarky ain't going to change it. Will I self-publish the share books? My goal is to not have to self-publish the share books, just because it makes more sense to have the set unified and complete. Will I stay with Ryden after the share books are finished? That's a really good question, and one that will depend a lot on how much of a pain these last three books are. So, you know, be that as it may, we'll cross the bridges as we get to them. It's a, you know, I love what Ryden does for the books. I'm not real pleased, and I don't think I make it any secret of it to anyone. It's we're now into half past, well, the 11th day of November, a third of the way through the month of November. I haven't seen the edits come back. I haven't seen any activity on any of the other three books that are ahead of me in line. I've talked to two of the authors. They haven't seen any activity either. I've written to Robin. I don't know. I wrote to Michael to ask if he does any freelance work, and he said no. So it kind of shoots down having him do the covers for me anyway. Oh, that's the other thing I've got to do today. I've got to get the sketches for the Tinker over to him today so that he can start thinking about what the cover is going to look like. The Tinker is a barbell class, and the deck plans are on the website, although they're buried in a post that I probably should recover those deck plans and put them in a post of its own on a page dedicated to the Tinker. There's some architectural style drawings showing the Tinker fore and aft and from the beam and from the top. So we'll see how this works out. So yeah, right at the moment I'm trying to get some information back from Ryden. I want to do a mid-November update to try to answer some of these questions, but I haven't heard from them except for printing a mailing label and a query about the Japanese rights in weeks. So I don't know. We'll see how this all goes. This is the downside of working with a publisher, and one of the reasons that I set out to do self-publishing to begin with, and maybe one of the reasons that I go back to self-publishing again. It's also why I've put Ravenwood out as a self-pub. I've had some interesting artists submit bids at Guru. I've had one friend of a friend contact me about it. And I found three artists that I really enjoyed their work. I went through and looked at their work and thought, you know, this is somebody who might envision something cool. So I sent out three invites on Guru. I haven't checked this morning to see if I have any more bids. I had 14 as of yesterday. But then I got tied up in selling books. So we'll see. What else? Ravenwood. Yeah, I did sit down and spent about, well, I don't know, I'm going to say an hour last night, hour and a half maybe, and moved the story into the next phase. We should be at 60,000 words. We should be in coming up on the transitional phase into an extended end section. This is the book is going to have a sort of a similar shape to the one we had before. So I'm kind of anxious to see how this works out. The pacing is very similar. The threat structure is a little bit reduced. It's somewhat less urgent. I need to get my beta readers on this and have them tell me whether or not it's working. The first, I've had some feedback on the first, I want to say first 35,000 words, and the feedback is what happens next, which is exactly the feedback I wanted. So I've got to try to get the next 630,000 out. I need to get the 60,000 words posted someplace so that my beta readers can get to it. And then I got to get some feedback. I will be appearing at TuacaCon tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern. No, 7 p.m. Eastern time. PG Holyfield on YouTube, on Ustream. I'll be answering questions, doing a little chit-chat, probably do a bit of a read. I suspect I'll read Wingman. I don't know. The problem is that it's difficult to read while I've got a house full of people, and Saturday is probably the worst possible time in the world to try to read at 5 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. But, well, we'll see what we can do. Let's see what else. Oh, I did go to the doctor yesterday. He was pretty pleased with my progress. I need to lose about 100 pounds. No, not that much. But I'm up quite a bit over the summer, since the summer, and I need to knock that off. It has to come down. So I don't know what we're going to do about that because I'm eating all the time. I can't seem to stop eating. I haven't eaten this much since I used to have the munchies all the time, and it's in the one hand it's aggravating. On the other hand, it's really aggravating. I can't seem to really get a handle on it. I'm trying to keep fruits and vegetables to snack on, which should cut down a bit. I'm trying to avoid things like cheese. It didn't help that I ate about a cup and a half of hummus on Ritz crackers yesterday while I was cooking. Well, not yesterday, the day before. And darn it, I forgot to weigh in this morning. Shoot. I need to start monitoring. One of the key things for me is keeping a monitor of what my weight is and what direction it's going so I can keep track of what's happening as time goes by. Eating things that have a lot of salt means I retain a lot of water, so my weight goes up. And the challenge here is managing water, managing salt, and letting myself use up the fat reserves. An interesting challenge. I think the answer is when I feel like I need a snack, I need to make a pot of tea. And then there are no calories in tea because I don't put anything in it. And it's a diuretic, so it makes me tinkle, which helps reduce the amount of water in the bag here. Gosh, it's lovely this morning. There's a little mackerel sky up there. It's just not a big patch, just a couple little patches, and then there's a big run of darker clouds that's laying underneath it. It's really quite lovely. It's really... I've mentioned this before. It's not often that we get skyscape. It's usually either overcast or totally blue. To have clouds that glow in the morning light is a treat. One of the reasons I like walking early in the morning. Veterans Day, that reminds me. think my daughter has to play at the memorial today. I wonder if that means I have more driving to do. Drad. She was issued one of the school's piccolos. She's a flute player. And she's been first chair for quite a while, but they're having her switch over to piccolo for the patriotic program, as it were, because they like the sound of that high, whistly, squeaky sound. She does it very well. She was practicing the other night. It's pretty shocking that a 13-year-old can do what she can do. I'm amazed at some of her skills and talents. I'm amazed at both of my kids. What can I tell you? I think it's my job. I'm supposed to be the proud father, so I am. Don't judge me. Oh, yeah. The ride's here. Yep, sun's just peeking up over the horizon now. Moon should be just about to the top of the mountainside on the other end. Can't see it because there's too many houses in the way. I did pick up a bit of warmth this morning. I had to put my hood back. I'm feeling a little sweatish. I have to think of what I want for breakfast because I'm allowed to have breakfast. And I'm going to make full use of breakfast. I have a ham bone that I'm going to make beans with for dinner. I have bacon. Might make bacon and eggs, potatoes. I have to check with younger daughter and find out if I'm doing the drop again today. She's got this habit of waiting until the very last minute and saying, "Oh, okay, it's time to go." It's like, what, who, where? Because usually she rides the bus. She rides the bus with her little friends every morning and then comes home with them in the afternoon. And then she has quite a little, there's quite a little bevy of 13-year-olds, middle schoolers, who ride that bus to this neighborhood. So maybe half a dozen, eight of them who live within walking distance of the house. So there's quite a social environment here. But she's been working on NaNoWriMo, not doing very well, very discouraged with her word count, which I think is 2,000 at the moment. I know the feeling because I'm kind of disappointed with my word count over the last 2 days. But somebody said, I think it was Joyce, and then Leith echoed it, that creative energy expended is energy expended. And that's probably, has something to do with the fact of why I just collapsed for 2 days, trying to pick up some of the loose ends and sort out some of the pieces of this non-writing portion of my life. I'd love to go back and dig into a 10,000 word day, but it's going to mean maybe tomorrow I could make a run at a 15,000 word day. I don't think we have to do anything, go anywhere tomorrow. Which means if I get meals done up ahead, get the groceries taken care of today, and tomorrow, when I start working, I can tell people, don't bother me. The problem with my wife being involved in this is that she knows that I've already reached my 50,000 goal, and she has no compunction whatsoever about saying, "Hey, you've already won. I need time to write. You go deal with this other 3.5-hour project that has to be done right now today." No, it's not that bad. I'm exaggerating. I always exaggerate. Told you a million times not to exaggerate. Yep, sun's up. And there's the moon just setting. You can glimpse it over the tops of one of the houses here. Looking pale. Oh, I took daughter out last night, elder daughter, and we looked at the moons of Jupiter. She didn't quite realize how much you could see with just a pair of binoculars. And we looked at Io and Callisto and Ganymede, and there's one more up there too. I can't remember what it was now. Anyway, I'm at the back gate, and tomorrow will be another day.